Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Okay, we're holding here in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Beis, and within the discussion of how gevadlik the mitzvah of Mila is, so the Gemara says as follows. Davar acher. Gedoy l'mila, she'el mali mila lo niskaimu shemayim v'aretz, shenemar, im levrisi yoimim v'layla v'chule. Upliga de Reb Lezer, the Yomer Reb Lezer, Gedoy l'teira, she'el mali teira lo niskaimu shemayim v'aretz, shenemar, im levrisi yoimim v'layla, chukes shemayim v'aretz, lo yisamti. So the Gemara is bringing a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, it's speaking about a certain thing, which is a bris, and it's called brisi yoimim v'layla, and the pasuk says clearly, that because of this brisi yomam v'layla, that's why chukos shemayim v'aretz leisamti. That's why we have a world. And the machlekes is, what is this brisi yomam v'layla? Is the bris speaking about bris mila, or it's speaking about the bris of Torah? Now, Rashi in Yirmiyahu, so he speaks out that these drashas chazal are not mistader with the pashtus hapsukim. Why not? So the psukim in Yirmiyahu says as follows, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at the fact that the Yidden are saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mefer the bris with them. That he says as follows, Halei ra'isa ma ha'am hazad zibru lemur. That look what these people are saying. Shtei ha'mushpachos asher bacha Hashem bahem v'yimasem. That the two families that Hashem picked, namely the family of David for the Kohuna and for the Malchus and the family of Aaron for the Kohuna, so Hashem was mayis in these two families. And they also say that so too, together with the families of the Kuna and the Malchus, Hashem is also Mayis in Klal Yisrael themselves. Hashem. So Hashem says to these people, if I wouldn't have made a bris with the Yom and the Laila, I wouldn't have been able to make the Chukos Shemayim V'aretz, I wouldn't have been able to make the rest of the laws of the world that I created. So, where do we know that the bris yom of Laila here is speaking about the bris to the yom and the Laila? That's from the psukim earlier. The pasuk says in pasuk yutes, "Vayhi dvar Hashem al Yirmiyahu leimor, koy amar Hashem im taferu es brisi hayoyim ve'es brisi halayla ulevilti hayoyis yom of Laila be'itam." That he's speaking about a hafaras bris of the yom and a hafaras bris of the Laila. And what is the meaning of this hafaras bris? That there shouldn't be yom of Laila at the right time. That this is the bris that we see earlier in the Pesukim, that Bepashtus, that's the same bris that we're speaking about now, namely, a bris with the Yom, that it's going to be day when it's supposed to be day, and a bris with the Laila, that when it's supposed to be Laila. So the Pasuk continues, if I wouldn't have made the bris with the Yom and the Laila, I wouldn't have created the world. So too, says Hashem, Gam Zera Yaakov, V'David Avdi, Emas, Mikacha Zara, Moshle, Mezera Avram, Yitzchof Yaakov, that so too, just like I made a bris with the Yom of Laila, and that bris is part and parcel with the existence of the world, so too my bris with the Kahuna and the Malchus is part and parcel with the existence of the world. So this is what Rashi means, that the Pasha Pshat and the Psukim is, that we're not speaking about the bris of Mila and the bris of Taya, but rather we're speaking about the bris of the Yom and the Laila, meaning the bris that I made with the Yom and the Laila themselves, that there should be day at the proper time and night at the proper time. In Pshat, it could be that Chazal had a problem in the Pesukim here. And that is, that why is the Pasuk speaking about, first of all, Yom V'Layla, and second of all, Shemayim V'aretz? L'chura is the same thing, meaning that Hashem made a bris with the world, with the laws of nature. It could be that from the fact that the Pasuk speaks separately about Yom V'Layla and Shemayim V'aretz, so that's why Chazal said that it must be that Yom V'Layla over here is not speaking about the Chukos Yom V'Layla, the existence of day and night, but rather something else. And that's why they explained that it's either Bris Mila or Bris Torah. If that's the case, then it's mamish a beautiful hemshech of the psukim, that if the entire existence of the world is based on Bris Torah and Bris Mila, so it's very obvious that Hashem will never be made for his Bris with Klal Yisrael, because that is really the entire tachlis of the world. So that's why we have in our sugya, two mahalchim, in how to darshan this pasuk, is it speaking about Bris Mila or Bris Torah? In the first opinion, that the Pasuk is speaking about Bris Mila, so I saw an interesting Ha'ara in Pshat, and that is, that how can the Chazal speak about Bris Mila as Brisi Yoimam V'Layla? Hare, Bris Mila is only Noeg B'Yoim. To which I saw that they want to bring a Raya from this Gemara to the Shita of the Maharach or Zarua. The Marach Rezerua in Siman Yud Aleph is coming to him Yashiv, the Kasha of Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Chavtes. The Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Chavtes wants to know, why do we have to have a Gezeres HaKosuv to be Mimayit Isha, that she, an Isha is Ptura from Mitzvah Smila, Tepuk Lei, that the Mitzvah Saseh Isha has Man Grama. To which the Marach Rezerua answers that even though the Pa'ula of the Maisa Mitzvah of Mila can only be done during the day, but nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to midas. The fact that a person has a mila on his body is a kiyum mitzvah to midas, and therefore that's a mitzvah which is noig bein b'yayim uvein b'layla. The Marach Rezerua brings a raya to this yisoid from the Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, which is speaking about David HaMelech. The pasuk says about the Gemara says about David HaMelech that b'shosh shenichnas David lebeis hamerchot v'ra atzmai oimid arum, that he saw that he didn't have any mitzvahs. Omar oili she'amud arum b'lay mitzvah. The kevan shenizkar b'mila shebivasaroi nisyash v'daitoi. So it says that David HaMelech had a problem, that he had no mitzvahs, and then he remembered that he had bris mila, so then it was nisyash v'daitoi. So in fact, the Marach Rezerua, that I don't understand, that why is he so happy about his bris mila? Hooray, the bris mila, it was a very nice mitzvah that he did that tens of years ago, but at this point, so it's history. What's the mitzvah that's going on that he's going to be misyashiv daitoi? Zok the Marach Rezerua, we see from this Gemara that the mitzvah of Milo is not just a one-time mitzvah, but rather that every second of the person is Nimo, so it's a kiyum mitzvah to midas. So they wanted to bring a raya to this yisoid from our Gemara. The Hainu, that's why it's shaykh to call bris Milo, brisi yoyim and v'laylo, because it's a kiyum mitzvah to midas. The Gabi, the Gemara Menachos, so the Achronim Radoiche, that it could be that it's not a raya, and that is because the David HaMelech wasn't necessarily looking for a kiyum mitzvah, but rather he was looking for a cheftza shel mitzvah. Because the Gemara over there is earlier speaking about the fact that Hashem is misaviv a person with mitzvahs, tefillin b'roshay, tefillin b'zroyay, v'tzisas b'bigdein, u'mezuzo b'bischayim. So the Achronim say that it could be that David HaMelech wasn't necessarily looking for kiyum mitzvahs, but rather for cheftza of mitzvah, and therefore it wouldn't be a raya to the fact that a bris mila is a kiyum mitzvah to midas. Okay, now the second opinion that the Gemara brings is the opinion that the bris is speaking about the bris of Torah. So everybody knows that the Nefesh HaChaim speaks at length about this Gemara, and he says in Shar Dalet Perek Yud Aleph that what the Gemara means is that the entire existence of the world is based on the actual limud of Torah. And he says as follows, I'm quoting, V'ha'emes bilti shum sofik klal, she'im haya ha'olam kuloi, mikotza ad katzeu, ponei chas v'shalom, af rega echad mamish, meha'isek v'hisboines shalonu b'Torah, kirega hayu nechrovin kol ha'olamos, elyoinim v'tachtoinim, v'hayu le'efes v'tayu chas v'shalom. So says the Nefesh HaChaim that what the Gemara means is that the existence of the world, the Chukos Shemayim V'aretz, is dependent on the existence of Limud Torah in the world. And if there will be even 1 second that there's no Limud Torah in the world, so at that very moment, the entire world would return to Toyo Vavoyu. So everybody knows that because of the Shita of the Nefesh HaChaim, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner was metakin in the Volozhiner Yeshiva that there should be Mishmarais, that there shouldn't be even 1 moment that there shouldn't be somebody learning Torah. It's Meforsam a story from that the father of the Avni Nezer, that how is he zeicha to have the son of Avni Nezer? So they say because there was once a Purim that everybody was being oisek in the mitzvah sayoyim, and he was learning Torah, and it turned out that in that particular moment that he was the only person in the entire world that was learning Torah, and in fact the world was being miskayim al yadoi, and because of that tzchus, so he was zeicha to have the Avni Nezer. Now, there's a shmua from the Chazon Ish that it's not mamish tali in limud Torah, but rather mitzvahs is also good. That not necessarily does a person have to be learning Gemara, but rather if he's being mekayim mitzvahs, that's also a kiyum of imloy v'isi yomim v'laylo. It could be that the idea of the Chazon Ish is really based on an idea which can be found in the Michtav Miliyahu from Rav Dessler, that Rav Dessler writes in Chelek Gimel, page 58, a very interesting aside. Rav Dessler speaks about a question, and that is, what is bigger? Is Torah bigger or is mitzvahs bigger? On the one hand, we see the Torah is bigger, because it says Talmud Torah k'negel kulam. On the other hand, it sounds like mitzvahs is bigger. because it says that the Gedolei Talmud shemevi lidei maisa. It's mashma that the ikar is the maisa. So says Rav Dessler in a very interesting site. He says that there's really two levels of Limud Torah. That the first level of Limud Torah is that the person is Limud Torah amanas lasis. And in that respect, the Limud Torah is a heksha mitzvah for the asiya. However, says Rav Dessler, that when a person fulfills the mitzvah, then together with the fulfilling of the mitzvah, but there's a Torah which is miskayim in his mitzvah. Dehainu, when a person does the mitzvah with the machshavas of the Torah that he learned, so then he's being machaya the Torah, he's bringing the Torah into the world, and that Torah that the person brings out into the mitzvah, the Torah of the mitzvah, that's a Torah which is greater than the mitzvah, and on that it says, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. That if that's the case, then it's b'yushev heitiv what the Chazon Ish meant when he said that a mitzvah is also good, that's also called bris Torah. Another criticism on the Nefesh HaChayim was said from a Talmid Chacham that lived a couple of years ago, named Rabbi Yitzchok Shlomo Zilberman. Rabbi Yitzchok Shlomo Zilberman was a very interesting person. He opened a new shita of chinuch. And so he was very Isaac in Teres Hagra, and he was very nispal from this chiddush of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and he said that there is no remez to such a chiddush in the entire Teres Hagra. And therefore he said that Nefesh HaChaim is a great chiddush, and it's not the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. But rather, said Rav Zilberman, that what is the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara? It's more simple. It's more simple than that. What is the Pshat? So he said that the tachlis of Torah is to have the Havana in the world. And therefore, if there wouldn't be a Havana of the world, so then there wouldn't be a tachlis to having a world. And that's what it means, that without the bris of the Torah, so it wouldn't make sense for there to be a world. But said Rav Zilberman that there's no yisoid from here, you can't bring a raya from here, that if there wouldn't be Torah in the world for 1 second, then the entire world would be chozer l'toyah v'voyu. So to be mesakim, first of all, we have the pasuk pshat in the psukim, that when the pasuk is saying brisa yom v'layla, it's speaking about Hashem's bris with the yom and the bris with the layla, that Hashem made a bris that it should be day when it's supposed to be day and it should be night when it's supposed to be night. Second of all, we have the idea of the bris mila, and that's that we're a masber that it's a raya from this gemara, that the bris mila is in fact brisa yom v'layla because it's a kiyum mitzvah by yom v'layla. Then we have the opinion that the bris is speaking about bris yom v'layla is the bris Torah. And we have the Nefesh HaChayim, which is mashma that the Gemara means that a person, that the world needs that a constant limud Torah, the Chazon Ish that said that you don't actually need limud Torah, but it's enough kiyum mitzvahs. And the third pshat, that you don't need constantly the Eisek HaTorah mamish, but rather it's enough that Klal Yisrael have an understanding of the Torah, and based on that understanding, they live their lives. Okay, the Gemara brings a medrash about Avraham Avinu. It says, "Vayotzei yaseh achutza, amar lefanav, ribono shel olam, histakalti b'mazal sheli." And it says on the side, "Ve'eini roi lahoilad ben, amar lo yitzei mi'itz tagninu shelcha, ein mazal Yisrael." So I would like to speak a couple of minutes about this idea of ein mazal Yisrael, because the different shitas of how to understand what it means, ein mazal Yisrael, is mamish dependent on how to understand our Gemara. So this idea of Ein Mazal Yisrael, Yesh Mazal Yisrael, is really a machlekes amroim at the end of Masechah Shabbos, and Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav, that there's machlekes between Rav Chanina and Rav Yochanan. That Rav Chanina says that Yesh Mazal Yisrael, he says, Mazo Machkim, Mazo Mashir, V'yesh Mazal Yisrael, that a person's intellect and a person's wealth is dependent on Mazal. And Rav Yochanan says that no, Ein Mazal Yisrael. So the Gemara immediately says that Rav also holds Ein Mazal Yisrael, the Yomar of Yodomar Rav, our Gemara, Minayin Shein Mazal Yisrael, Shinemar, V'yotzi Yoyse HaChutza, Omar Avram Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ben Beisi Yorish Oysi, Omar Loi, Lav, Kiyam Asa Shoy Yetzi Memerecha, Omar Lefanov, Yisakadi Bitsa Ninu Sheli, V'eini Roi Lahoylid, Omar Loi, Tsei Me'in Sog Ninu Shecha, Shein Mazal Yisrael. So the Gemara brings our Gemara as a Siyaita, Toshitas Rabbi Yochanan, that Ein Mazal Yisrael. So before we get into the shita of Ein Mazal Yisrael, so I just want to make a comment about the shita of Rav Chanina that Yesh Mazal Yisrael. That is, what does it mean that Yesh Mazal? So if we look at our Gemara as the case study, so the Gemara says that our story of Tzei Me'itz Tegninu Shecha can only be true according to the Manda Amar of Ein Mazal Yisrael. It would seem that according to the Manda Omer of Yesh Mazal Yisrael, so the story couldn't have taken place. Why not? Because if, in fact, Avraham Avinu would have seen that according to his Mazal, he's not able to be Moilid, so then Hashem wouldn't have been able to say, Tzei Me'itz Tzegnina Shecha, because Ein Mazal Yisrael. Meaning to say that it would seem that the Manda Omer of Yesh Mazal Yisrael holds that Hashem is, so to speak, his hands are tied, and he's powerless against this Mazal, which is something which is absurd. So, first of all, the Derech Hashem speaks out in Chelek Beis, Perek Zayin, in Oisius Aleph and Beis, that obviously we have to understand that everything here is Ratzon Hashem. Dehainu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world with a Ratzon to be Mashmiya in a certain way, and part of his Ratzon was that the Hashbayis of the world should go through the Mahalich of the Mazalis. But Avada, there's no such thing as Hashem being powerless. Obviously, everything here is Hashem's Ratzon. There's a raya to this idea from the fact that Reb Chanina himself, who is the Manda Amar of Yesh Mazal Yisrael, so he's the one who says in Brachos Lamed Gimel that Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yira Shemayim. What's it mean, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yira Shemayim? It's speaking about what a person can accomplish in this world. That Reb Chanina is saying that a person can't really decide anything, that a person who wants to make a lot of money, so it's not dependent on how hard he works. If a person wants to figure out difficult problems, so it's not really dependent on how hard he thinks. But really, things like that are tali bidei shemayim. So the only thing that a person has koyachan is his bechira chofshis, his yiras shemayim, that his ability to do the right thing. So Rav Chanina here is speaking about everything that happens in the world, and he's saying, who is in charge of everything that happens in the world? Hakol bidei shemayim. So everything that happens in this world, that in our sugya, Rav Chanina is calling mazel, that yesh mazel Yisrael, so in brachos, he calls that hakol bidei shemayim. So we see clearly that the idea of mazel is that gufa, the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that to be mashpia into this world through the mahalich of the mazalis. So after understanding that shita of yesh mazel Yisrael, so now let's turn back to the Manda Omer of Rabbi Yochanan, that ein mazel Yisrael. So in the idea of ein mazel Yisrael, so it's possible to understand this in two different ways. First of all, we could understand that it means that there's no mazel whatsoever. That this whole concept of things being destined to be because of things in the stars, even if it has nothing to do with the stars, but the whole concept of things being destined to be has no shaychus to Klal Yisrael. The other way to understand is that really there is a shaychus of mazel to Klal Yisrael, but it means a mazel Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael have ways of overpowering the koyach of mazel. Now I'll explain. That the emes is that I stopped in the middle of the Gemara in Shabbos. That when the Gemara in Shabbos brings the story that of our Gemara, that Hashem says, Tzei me'itz tignino shecha, she'ein mazel Yisrael, so the Gemara really continues. That Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, my daitich, that why are you so convinced that you're not going to have kids? Dekoy tzedek b'marav, that because the star tzedek is in the marav, that's why, according to your mazel, you're not going to have kids. Ma darnu makminin lai b'mizroch, that no problem, I'll take this tzedek, I'll take the star, and I'll put it in a different constellation. So Hashem is saying that don't worry about the mazalos, because I can rearrange the mazalos. It would seem from this Gemara that when it says ein mazel Yisrael, it doesn't mean that there's no hashpa of mazel to Yisrael, because Hashem didn't say that what do you think, that the koy tzedek b'marev, who cares, hare, bayidin, doesn't matter if tzedek is b'marev, but rather, what does Hashem say? Hashem says, I can rearrange the mazalos, that the mazalos will be in your favor. So we would see from the Gemara in Shabbos, that when it says, ein mazel Yisrael, it does not mean that there's no mazel whatsoever, but rather that there's ways to overcome the koyach of mazalos. However, this Gemara is brought down otherwise, elsewhere in Chazal. The Tanchuma in Parsha Shoftim, Oisid Aleph, so it brings the Midrash a little bit differently. The Midrash over there says that Hashem took Avraham Avinu out of the Kippas HaShamayim, out of the atmosphere, and he was on top of the Mazalos. And he asked Avraham Avinu, that, tell me, who's bigger, you or them? That since you're bigger than them, since you're on top of them, so that's why they can't affect you. So from the Midrash in the Tanchuma, it would seem that the Gemara is not saying that that Hashem is really meshubed to the mazalos, it's just that he could rearrange the mazalos, but rather that because the Yidden are on a higher level than the mazalos, so the mazalos do not affect them whatsoever. By our Gemara, the Gemara is soysim, so really you can understand our Gemara like either way. It just says ein mazal Yisrael. So the emes is that this is a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos in Shabbos Kufnun Vav over there. So he has a question that the Gemara in Shabbos says that ein mazal Yisrael, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan. And he has a question that the Gemara says in Ma'ikotan Daf Chavches that banei chayei umezoinei lav b'schuso tal yamilso. It's not dependent on if a person is worthy or not. Elo b'mazlo tal yamilso. So it seems from the Gemara in Ma'ikotan that the yesh mazal Yisrael, that's the kasha of Tosfos. So the emes is that the Rashba, in Shuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Ches, so he says that it's no kasha, that Gemara is really going Lamanda Omar, that Yesh Mazal Yisrael, but Lamanda Omar, that Ein Mazal Yisrael, would never have said such a thing. Another possible Yishuv is the Yishuv of the Maharal, in the Chidush HaGadol in Yevamos Daf Nun, so he says that the Gemara didn't mean to say that it's only Tali in Mazal, but rather that it's not only Tali and Schos, but it's also Tali and Mazel, which is really similar to the Kaddish, to the Teretz of Tosfos. The Tosfos answers that Mikol Makoim Al Yidei Schos Godol Mishtane. So Tosfos says that the Gemara that says that Bani Chayim Zoni is Tali in Mazel is really going the Manda Omar of Ein Mazel Yisrael. So what does it mean? That the Manda Omar Ein Mazel Yisrael agrees that Yesh Mazel, but rather that Al Yidei Schos Godol, a person is able to overcome the Mazel. So the Shita of Tosfos is really Misyashiv with the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Shita of the Rashba is really Misyashiv with the Nusach of the Tanchuma. The emes is that besides being a Machlokes Achreinim, so there's also Achreinim about this as well. That the Yaros Dvash in the Chelek Aleph, Drush Ches, says an idea as follows, and this idea can also be found in the Gro, in his Perish in Esther, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. So they both say that from the fact that Avraham Avinu looked in his mazel, and according to his mazel, he wasn't supposed to have kids. So what's it come out? It comes out that according to the mahalach of mazalos, there was never supposed to be a Klal Yisrael. So say the Yaros Dvash on the Goyin. So because according to the mahalach of the mazalos, so there was never supposed to be a Klal Yisrael. So obviously that. It doesn't make any sense that Klal Yisrael is going to have a mazel because the whole metzias of Klal Yisrael is misnagid to the mahalach of mazalos. So now, that obviously with what we've seen already, so that's mamish nan muchach, because according to the mahalach of the Gemara and Shabbos, so it doesn't say that according to the mazalos there was never supposed to be a Klal Yisrael. It's true, according to the mazalos that once existed, there wasn't supposed to be a Klal Yisrael, but Hashem fixed the mazalos, that now, after Hashem fixed the mazalos, according to the mazalos, there is supposed to be a Klal Yisrael. So it would seem that the Yaros Dvash and the Goyin are going with the mahalach of the Tanchuma, that when it says, Ein Mazal Yisrael, it doesn't mean that Hashem fixes the mazalos, but rather the mazalos stay the way they were, and according to mazalos, in fact, there was never supposed to be a Klal Yisrael, and that's why Ein Mazal Yisrael whatsoever. I forgot to mention that in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Vavam Abeis, so it's Mefurish in the Gemara that the Gemara has an understanding, like the Shita of Tosfos, that the Manda Omar Ein Mazal Yisrael, in fact means that there is a Mahalach of Mazalos, but rather we can overcome that Mahalach of Mazalos. What does it say in the Gemara? The Gemara brings two stories, one story with Shmuel and one story with the daughter of Rebbe Kiva. In both of these stories, so there was a Choyza B'Koy Chovim, there was a person that was a Mumcha in the Mazalos, and he saw in a certain person's mazel that they're going to be killed on a certain day, that they're not going to make it. One was the person who's going to the Agam, and the other person was the daughter of Rebbe Kiva that he saw that she was going to die on the day of her wedding. So it says in both of these stories that in fact there was a snake which was trying to kill these people, and miraculously, the snake wasn't able to kill the people. Why not? So in both cases, so Shmuel or Rebbe Kiva, so they asked the person at hand, that did you do any special schus? And in both of these stories, so they replied, yes, in fact, I did the special mitzvah of tzedakah, and to which they replied, that tzedakah tatzel mimavis. So we see clearly that this Gemara is bringing these statements, these stories, as a siyata to the tzad of Ein Mazal Yisrael. So in which case we see that the Gemara has an understanding that even according to the Manda Amar, Ein Mazal Yisrael, it doesn't mean Ein Mazal Klal, but rather that there is a Mahalach of Mazalis, and nevertheless we're able to overcome the Koyach of the Mazalis. Now before we leave the Sugya, so I just want to mention one last thing, and that is that what is the idea of Mazalis? The why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such an idea that there's such a thing as Mazal, that it's a stam that a person... that one family, one person is rich and the other person is poor, one person is intelligent and the other person is less intelligent. So on this, the Derech Hashem is Masber Barichos, that one of the Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hanhagas HaMazel. What's it mean, the Hanhagas HaMazel? What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Ratzon that Shmai Yisbarach should be Miskadish in every single oifen possible. The Hainu, that there's a certain Avodas Hashem, there's a certain Kvod Shemayim that is supposed to come out from Ashirus, and there's certain Kvod Shemayim that's supposed to come out from Anius. There's certain Kvod Shemayim that's supposed to come out from Chochmah, and a certain Kvod Shemayim which is supposed to come out from Sichlus. It says the Derech Hashem that that's what it means, that the Mahalach of Mazel, the Hanhagos HaMazel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads out all the different oifanim of Kvod Shemayim, of possibilities of having a life, he spreads them out without any specific reason. And the reason why he spread them out is in order that Shema Yisbarach should be miskadish on every single oifen. So that's why whenever a person sees that he has a certain fate, he has a certain mazel, he has a certain tafkid in life, and he asks himself that why am I like this and why is he like that? So the answer very could be that that's the Hanukkah Samazel, that my Avodah Sachayim is to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in my oifen, and his Avodah Sachayim is to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in his oifen. If a person will ask that, you're right, this is my Avodas Hashem, but I would rather have his Avodas Hashem, so that's an invalid question, because Hashem will tell him back that if you're going to do his Avodah, so who's going to do your Avodah? So the Maisa, everybody has to be happy with their Avodah and make the most of it. So now the Gemara goes on with Barichos about the Midah of Tmimus. And the Gemara tells us that Tmimus is Mamash a Gevaldika Midah. It says, Toni Ava Breder Abzeiro, Kol Odom She'eno Menachesh, Machnis Noisa B'mechitza, Shafilu malachai hashareis ein yicholim likonis b'seicha, shenemar kiloi nachash b'yakoiv v'loi kesem b'yisrael. So we see that the midah of tmimus is something that makes a person mamish l'mala min hamalachim. The Maharal, so he has a whole arichos about the midah of tmimus in the Sefer Nesivos Yisrael, so he has a parak called Nesiv HaTmimus. So over there, B'toch HaDvarim, so he brings the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph, that the Gemara over there says that the Demus of Yaakov Avinu was Chokok on the Kisei HaKavod, and so he's medayik an interesting thing, and that is that the Gemara uses the Lashon Tzuras Tam is Chokok on Kisei HaKavod, that it refers to Yaakov Avinu as the fact that he was Tom. And the Maharal is medayik that from the fact that the Gemara calls him Tzuras Tam, it's mashma that the Schos of Yaakov Avinu to be Chokok by Kisei HaKavod is from the Midas HaTmimus. So says the Maharal, that's Masbir, our Gemara, that because the Midas HaTmimus is something which made Yaakov Avinu be able to be in Chokok on the Kisei HaKavod, so obviously being in the Kisei HaKavod itself is a higher Madrega than the Madrega of the Malachim. But, so once we know how Gevaldik the mitzvah, the Midah HaTmimus is, but, so we have to know, what is this, what is the mitzvah of HaTmimus? What's it mean for a person to be a Tamim? How can we be Zoiche to this Hecher Madrega of the Midah of HaTmimus? So, the Gemara by us, so it says a very simple thing, that you know what it means to be a Tamim? It means that you're not menachish. That, what does it mean that you're not menachish? That you don't try to find out the asidus. Kol adam she'eno menachish, machnis enoisa b'mchitza shafidu malachi yasharis enu cholom likonos l'seicha, that it refers to the Tmimus as a person who is not menachish. The emes is that this idea, that this is what Tmimus means, that a person that isn't trying to figure out what's going to be in the future, is mevor in the Pesukim. Because the Pesukim say, loy senachashu, among other things. And the next pasuk is that tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha. That's meduyuk in the Pesukim, that Tmimus is the opposite of being a menachish. That the part of being a tamim is that a person doesn't try to figure out what's going on in the future. I think everybody understands that this idea of not trying to figure out what's going on in the future is just a symptom of tmimus, and it's not the midah of tmimus itself. It doesn't make sense that every single person that doesn't try to figure out the future, so he's zoiche to be hecherer than the malachim themselves. But rather, this is a symptom of a person who has the emes midah of tmimus, but rather, and this is not the midah of tmimus itself. So what is the midah of tmimus itself? So I believe that there is a machlekes achreinim about what is the midah of tmimus. That is a machlekes between the Gra and the Maharal Miprag. So interestingly, both the Gra and the Maharal, so they're focusing on psukim in Sefer Mishle, that psukim in Sefer Mishle, so they connect the midah of tmimus with the midah of yashrus. Okay, I want to focus on two psukim for this point, that both the Gra speaks about this and the Maharal speaks about this. They both can be found in Mishle Perek Beis, that one is in Pasuk Zion, that the Pasuk says that Yitzboin LaYesharim Tushia, Magen LaHolchei Soim. So at the beginning of the Pasuk, it speaks about Yesharim. At the end of the Pasuk, it speaks about Holchei Toim, which is a reference to the Midas HaTmimus. And at the end of Perek Beis, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, so it says, Ki Yesharim Yishkinu Aretz, Usmimim Yuvasruba. So at the beginning of the Pasuk, it speaks about Yesharim, and at the end of the Pasuk, it speaks about Tamimim. So both the Gra and the Maharal so they explain that there's a contrast between the Yashar and the Tamim. So first, I want to speak about the opinion of the Gra. So the Gra, so first of all, in Pasuk Zion, so he explains that a Yashar is a person who is Oved Hashem with his Seicha, and a Tamim is a person she'enoy semech al sichlai klal v'haylech b'tmimus. So says the Gra that a Yashar is a person who is Oved Hashem with Seicha, and a person who's a Tamim is a person who's Oved Hashem without Seicha, but rather with what? He's not stupid. It means that he follows Hashem's Torah without thinking twice. So the Gra over there is Masbir, is Mavor B'dvarov, that the emes is that a Yashar is really greater than the Tamim. Because the Gra says that the Yashar li'olam eino nichshal, whereas the Tamim, so lif'amim, he's nichshal, and that's why, says the Gra, that it says the magen laholchei toim, that Hashem has to be a magen to the holchei toim because he doesn't use the seichel, he just follows the Torah blindly. So sometimes he's going to run into problems, and that's why Hashem has to help him with a special hagana. Now that's in pasuk zayin. In pasuk chav alef, so the Gra says another thing which is interesting. He says that the yasher, that because he's being oved Hashem with his seichel, so you know what he does. So he's oved Hashem with chokhmah. That if he sees that he has a certain midah that needs work, so he makes a melchama on that midah. So what's he do? He does like it says in the Rambam, that if a person has a certain midah ra, so he goes to the opposite extreme. And even though going to the opposite extreme is really not the ideal, but because that's the way to take care of the machla, so that's what a person has to do for a little bit of time until he gets back to the mamutza. Whereas, says the Gra, the Tamim, so he doesn't make such chashbainus. The Tamim always, he tries his best to be in the middle, but he's never going to do such a thing to make a radical change in his hanaga based on what the seichel is mechayev to make a mapecha. So it's mashma midivrei Gra that the emes is that the yashar, who's going away from the tmimus, he's doing something which is in fact wrong, because really he's supposed to be b'derech hamamutza, but the way to take care of the problem is to leave the Derech HaMamutza. So he's the only one who's going to, at the end of the day, be the Adam HaShalim. Whereas the Tamim, because he's not willing to do something which he knows is wrong, so at the end of the day, he's never going to be able to fix his Midah. So that is how the Gra is Masbir, the difference between the Yashar and the Tam, that the Yashar is a person who's Oved Hashem with his understanding, and the Tamim is the person that doesn't use his understanding, but rather that he follows the Torah blindly. The Maharal in the Nesiv HaTmimus, so he has a mamish of a very, very different understanding of the Midah of HaTmimus. That he agrees with the Goyin, that the Yashar is the person who's Oved with Seicha, but listen to what he says about the Tamim. He says the Tamim is a person, says, Hoylech b'derech ha-yashar me'atzmai, bli shum hizboinus. That the Tamim, says the Maharal, is not a person that follows the Torah blindly, but rather he doesn't even need the Torah, because his entire existence, his entire being, his heart, his the most inner part of his existence tells him to do what the Torah wants. That's what it means to Tamim. That the person who hears the Torah from his inside, and he doesn't have to command to the Seichel, he doesn't have to command to Cheshbonus. The emes is that the Maharal Miprag over there is Masbir, that was the inyan of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. That he brings the kasha of the Maran Avuchim. That the Maran Avuchim asks at the beginning of the Sefer that he doesn't understand. That it says that a person, that Adam, because he ate from the Eitz Hadas, so then he was Yodea Toivera. In fact, the Rambam, that what do you mean? How could it be that Achaita is Nisker? How could it be that he did Navera and he got something good out of it? That Harei being Yodea Toivera is a Gevalta Gazach, that human intellect is the best thing he has. So how could it be that because he was Chaita, he got something out of it? So the Rambam says his famous answer that there's a difference between Emes and Sheker and Toiv and Ra. That before the Chet, that the way that Adam HaRishon looked at the world was with the guidelines of what is Emes, what is real, and what is Sheker, what is false. And whereas after the Chet, so then he changed from Emes and Sheker to Toiv and Ra. Toiv and Ra is, if it's good for me, is it bad for me? But that's the Teretz of the Mara Nevuchim. But the Maharam Prag says that you don't have to come onto the Teretz of the Mara Nevuchim. Because before the Chet, so Adam HaRishon, in a Chenami, he was not Yodea Tov Ra. He understood the Toiv Mi'atzmai. He didn't have to come onto the Seichel. And after the Chet, that holy intuition that Adam HaRishon had previously had was Be'emes Neskalka, and therefore he had to come on to Avedas Hashem Be'Seichel. The Maral writes that the Nachash, that he was the Nachash Haya Arum, that the Nachash was a Chacham, meaning that he was the one who was the most meruchuk from this intuition of Ratzon Hashem, and because he was Rachuk from the Tmimus, he was only Oisik in the Sichli, so that's why he was the most meruchuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, anybody who knows a thing or two about the Rambam understands that the Rambam would never be maskim to such a teretz, that the Rambam would disagree, that the Vada, the Iker is the Sichli, and he doesn't go for this intuition business. Therefore, that's why he didn't understand, he didn't agree with the teretz of the Maral, and he, Be'emes, was going to go with the Mahalich of the Grami Vilna in the middle of Tmimus, that really the Sichli is really the Iker. Now, this idea of intuition is, Be'emes, a very dangerous idea. Because a person, how does a person know that if his intuition is really saying the Ratzon Hashem, or if it's just his Yetzirah? So Rav Dessler, in Michtav Meliyahu, in Chelek Hay, page 114, so he speaks about this. He says that Avada, it's a very dangerous thing, and the only way that a person can come to this Midah of Tmimos is only through the Torah. And that's why, says Rav Dessler, that Yaakov Avinu, who was Zoyche to the Midah of Tmimos, he was the one who was Yosheva Halim. This is the Inyan that of the Ramban, that the Ramban says in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis, that the Gemara over there says that Afal Pisha Nitla Nevua Min HaNevi'im Loid Nitna Min HaChachamim. So the Ramban over there is Masber, that what's it mean that there's a Nevua up to the Chachamim? Says the Ramban, that Nevuas HaChachamim Shehi Bederech HaChachma Loid Nitla, that there's a certain kind of intuition that the Chachamim have. Ele Yodim HaEmes Beruach HaKodesh Shebekirbam. Says the Ramban that when a person is a Chacham, when a person is close to Chachmas HaTorah, so then he's zoiched to a certain intuition, what the Ramban calls a Ruach HaKodesh, and he understands Me'atzmai, that what is Ratzon Hashem. That these words are certainly reminiscent of what the Medrash about Avraham Avinu, that the Ramban brings down, that Nasu Shtekul Yosef Kebeiz Rabbanim, that a person, that Avraham Avinu understood the Torah from himself. If anybody wants to research this topic more thoroughly, so I recommend a shtickle from Rabbi Victor Miller that can be found in the Sefer Torah Savigdor Chelek Beis, and the Shmuel is called that Haseichal Hanatua Belev Adam. According to what we learned today, we can be miyashiv what I think is a plea in his gava, and that is that our Gemara is Mishabeach Avraham Avinu with the Midah of Tmimus. But on the other hand, we know that Avraham Avinu, when Hashem told him that he wants to destroy Sodom, so what did Avraham Avinu do? He said, Chalila l'cha mi'asayis kadovar hazeh, that he yells at Hashem that Hashem is making a mistake here. Al panav, it would seem that is the hepech of the Midas HaTmimus. The Midas HaTmimus is the person should be machnia his own seichel, forget about what you think is right, listen to what Hashem says. However, that's only according to the Perish of the Gra. However, according to the Perish of the Maharal, that the Midah of the Tmimus is that the person has an intuition, that he understands what's Ratzon Hashem me'atzmai, without using seichel, then adrabba. Then from the fact that Avraham Avinu was using his own understanding, even though it doesn't make sense that I know better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but nevertheless, I still tell him what my Ratzon Pnimi is, adrabba, that's a kiyum of the Demidah HaTmimus according to the Perish of the Maharal. At the bottom of the Amud, so the Gemara tells us another thing about Avraham Avinu, that Omer Reb Ami Bar Abba Ben Gimel Shonim Hikir Avraham as Boroi, that Avraham Avinu recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was only 3 years old. Shenemar Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoili Chushbonei Me'er V'Shebim V'Trein, that for 172 years Avraham Avinu was listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which tells us that he was only 3 years old when he was Makir as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how old Avraham Avinu was when he was Makir as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really a Machlaikas Amroim that can be found in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Lamed Oisches. And over there, it's a Machlaikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that Rabbi Yochanan says that he was 48 years old when he was Makir as Barai, and Rish Lakish says that he was only 3, like our Gemara. Now, I want to be oimid on two different ways that we can look at this machlekes here. That, first of all, we can look at the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is that what kind of tzaddik was Avraham Avinu? Was Avraham Avinu a tzaddik mirechem? Was he kodesh mirechem? Or was he a bal tshuva? Why do I say kodesh mirechem? Because the Maharal in the Chiddush HaGadol says that even though it says 3, but it doesn't really mean 3. That the idea of waiting 3 years was just because the first three years is what's called the Shnois Ha'orla, that just like by foods, so the first 3 years is for it to get out of the klipas. So too, the first 3 years of Avraham Avinu's life was just to overcome the klipas. But really, Be'etzem, it was Natua in Avraham Avinu from the very beginning. This is, by the way, this is Miyushov with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos Daf Nun Gimel, that Rabbeinu Tam is masbir the bracha that we say by a bris, asher kidash yidid bimeten, that is speaking about Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu was that yidid, that Hashem was mekadesh mirechem. He says that v'chok b'sher asam is speaking about Yitzchok, v'tzatzav chakok b'yoyis b'kodesh, speaking about Yaakov. But the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that Avraham Avinu was kiddush mirechem, is matim with our shita, that Avraham Avinu was makras bari from the age of 3. So on the one hand, we can look at the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is what kind of tzaddik was Avraham Avinu? Was Avraham Avinu a tzaddik mirechem, or was he about tshuva? What comes out according to this is a very, very beautiful thing, because everybody knows that Rabbi Yochanan was a tzaddik mirechem, and Rish Lakish was a bal tshuva, that at the beginning of his career, he was a shoydeid. So it comes out that each one was saying to the other one that I think that you're the best tzaddik, that Rabbi Yochanan, so he was the tzaddik mirechem, and he said that Avraham Avinu was really the bal tshuva, because he really appreciated the avodah of the bal tshuva greater than his own avodah. And Rish Lakish, he said the opposite. Rish Lakish was telling Rabbi Yochanan that I appreciate your avodah more than my avodah, and therefore I think that Avraham Avinu was in fact a tzaddik mirechem. But lemaisa, we can say a different havchana in the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, al pi what we learned in the shita of the Maharal bebir midas hatmimus. And that is that Maharal was masbir, the difference between the Yashar and the Tamim, that the Yashar is the person who's Oved Hashem miseichel, and the Tamim is the person who's Oved Hashem me'atzmai without seichel. In that context, so the Manda Omar, that Avraham Avinu was Hikar Esbara from the age of 3, is obviously saying that Avraham Avinu was a Tamim. Whereas the Manda Omar, that he was Hikar Esbara when he was 48, is obviously saying that he was coming miseichel. If that's the case, so it's very matim that our Gemara that is coming to Mishabeach Avraham Avinu for the Midas HaTmimus is going to hold like the Man Domer that Avraham Avinu was Hikar Esbara from the age of 3. And it's also very mistaber that the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, so he paskins like the Man Domer that Avraham Avinu was Makir Esbara at the age of 40. He had a different girsa instead of 48, so he writes 40. But according to the Marami Prag, so it's very Miyushov. Because we said that the Rambam is into the Seichel, and therefore he is more noted to say that Avraham Avinu was not the Tamim, but rather he was the Baal Seichel, that he came to the Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his logical studies, that it makes sense to him to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not from the Tamimos. I once heard an interesting thing, B'Shem Rav Moshe Shapiro, that he was Medayik, that in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, that it also holds like the Shitas HaRambam. And that is because we say in the Haggadah that mitchila avdei avodah zara hayu avoseinu v'ata kirvenu amakom la'avodasoi. In fact, Moshe, that it doesn't make sense to say on Terach that he was avdei avodah zara. So from the fact that we say, I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense to say on Terach that he was avoseinu. And therefore, from the fact that the Haggadah calls avoseinu avdei avodah zara, it's muchach that it's speaking about Avraham Avinu, and it's going like the shita of the Rambam and the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that Avraham Avinu was really Makir Esbara at the age of 40 or 48. At the beginning of Amabez, so the Gemara tells us another thing about Avraham Avinu. It says, "Ksiv Avram, uksiv Avraham, b'tchila himlicha yakadosh baruch hu, al masayim v'arbaim u'shloisha yivarim, u'levasayiv himlicha al masayim v'arbaim u'shmona yivarim, ve'elohein shtei einayim u'shtei oznayim v'reish hagvir." So I'll call upon him. So the Gemara is being meshabeach Avraham Avinu from the fact that he was melech on his entire body. And in that context, the Gemara brings a different memra of Rabbi Ami bar Abba. Ma'i dechsiv, ir ktana v'anoshim v'chulei, ir ktana zehaguf, anoshim b'ma'at elu evarim, uba ala melech gadol, v'siv v'vaysa zeyetze hara, uba ala metzudim v'charamim elu avonis, u'matza ba'ish miskein v'chocham zeyetze tov. So too in this Gemara, so the Gemara is medame, the fight between a person's yetzer tov and yetzer hara, and which is going on within a person's guf, with a person's evarim, that the tachlis is to be meilech on a person's guf, that a person should be meishal on all of his evarim. That this Gemara is very reminiscent of a memory of the Kuzari at the beginning of the Maimah Hashlishi. That in the Maimah Hashlishi over there, so the Melech Kuzar asks the Chover that to tell me what the echosid is according to the Jewish religion. So the Chover says as follows: the echosid who hadoyig lemedinasoi, that echosid is the person that worries for his country. Machalek u'mishar l'chol anasheha u'parnasosam v'chotzarcheh, he gives all of the people of the country everything they need. V'noyig behem b'tzedek, and he acts justfully. Enu oishikach mehem, he doesn't cheat any of them. He doesn't give anybody more than they deserve. And therefore, whenever he needs anybody to help him, so they're there for him. And they hurry to help him. So therefore, whatever he tells his people to do, so they listen. So to which the Melech Kuzar, so he doesn't understand. I didn't ask you what a good king is. I asked you what a chassid is. Amar hachover, hachassid hu mi shehu moishel. That the chassid is a person who is the moishel. Nishmarin loichusho v'koychosov hanafshim v'hagufnim u'manhigim hanhaga hamedinis. That a person wants to be a chassid, so he has to be a moishel on his body. He has to be able to know how to control his body in a way that all of his body is going to listen to his seicha. This idea is also brought out in the Kisvei Arizal, that the Arizal said that the Oisiyos Melech, Mem, Lamed, Chav, is a reference to three levels of a person's nefesh. That the Mem is the Moyach, the Lamed is the Lev, and the Chav is the Kovid. What is the Kovid? The Kovid is because Chazal looked at the person's Kovid, the person's liver, as being full of blood. So it's a reference to the lowest part of a person's nefesh, which can be found in the blood. So he said that there's three levels. First of all is the seichel, which is the mayach. Then you have the lev, which is the regesh, the emotions of a person. And then you have a person's physical desires, which is found in the hadam hu anefesh. Says the Ariza that what does it mean to be a melech? If the order is mem, and then lamed, and then chav, meaning to say that the mayach tells the seichel, teaches the emotions what to want, and the emotions want, and the emotions in turn tell the body what to want. So that's a melech. If a person understands what's the real tachlis hana, that and because of that seichel, so then he only wants something that's going to bring him that, and because he only wants something emotionally that's going to bring him what the seichel tells him, so in fact his body, in fact, listens to his seichel and his emotions, and his body stops wanting the physical pleasures which are going to take away from the tachlis that he wants. That's what the Arizal calls a melech. The opposite, says the Arizal, if a person starts with the kaved, if a person's physical desires, they control his emotions, and his body's desires, they tell his emotions what to want. And because his emotions want a certain thing, so his emotions convince his seichel to say krum epshatim, why it makes sense to want these things. So that, says the result, is the opposite of melech, which is what? Which is kalem, which is milashon klima, that a person becomes destructed in such a situation. That is what Chazal are trying to tell us over here, that in order to be a tzaddik, a person has to be moishel over his guf. At the very end of the parak, so the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Zechaya Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Bikei Shakadosh Baruch Hu Lohitzei Kehuna Mishem, Shenemar Vehu Koyein Lekel Elyon. That really Shem Ben Noach was supposed to be the Avi HaMalucha. Kevan Shehikdim Birkas Avram, the Birkas HaMakom, Hitziya Me Avram. But he made a mistake. What was his mistake? That he was Makdim Birkas Avram to Birkas HaMakom. Shenemar Vayavarecheu Vayomer, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon, Koyne Shemayim Vaoretz, Uvaruch Kel Elyon. Amaloy Avram, Chimakdim and Birkas Eved, Lebirkas Koine, Miyad Nitna li Avram, Shinamar, Nu'um Hashem, Lashem Shav Yumini, at Oshe Sevecha, Hadoyim Liraglecha, Ubasreksiv, Nishpa Hashem, Velo Yenachim, at Akoyim Lioilam, Adibarsi Malki Tzedek. So the Gemara tells us that Malki Tzedek made a mistake here from the fact that he was Makdim Birkas Eved, Lebirkas Koine. What was Hibamas thinking? Why did Malki Tzedek make this mistake? So there's an interesting comment from the Orachayim HaKadosh in Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chof, and this Pasuk, that he explains as follows. He says that why was Malki Tzedek so mislayef from Avram? That he liked that Avram Avinu, that he came to the Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his own koyach, from his own hishtadlus. That was what impressed Malki Tzedek. And that's why he said that it makes sense to first talk about Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu was the one who searched Hashem. And only after Avram Avinu searched Hashem, then Hashem was misgala to him, it was misvada to him. And therefore, he thought it was more proper to first mention Avram, because really the Seder Hadvarim in the relationship between Avram and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really, that first it started with Avram, and only afterwards it went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. So the emes is that the Arachayim HaKadosh says over there, that according to this Pshat, so it could be that it wasn't really an Oynesh Bachlal, but rather that Malki Tzedek understood that really it's more fitting that the kohuna should be from Avram Avinu, and therefore we don't have to say that it was Nenash, but rather that he gave it to Avram Beratzim. However, in our Gemara, it's Mashman Nishtazeh, because it says that Avram Avinu was Mechiach Avimelech, Malki Tzedek, I'm sorry, and he told him, V'chimak dima berkas eved berkas kohuna, it's Mashman that he was doing something wrong. So I would like to finish off with the Chiddush. I apologize for anybody who doesn't like Chiddushim. They're welcome to stop listening now. But I think we could be miyashiv our Gemara that even with the Mahalich of the Arachayim HaKadosh, and that is as follows, that there was a difference, l'maisa, between Shem ben Noach and Avram Avinu, and Shem knew that there was a difference between them. Dehainu, that what was Shem's relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He received it b'maseiros from Noach. Or in other words, that he didn't come to it himself, but rather he did what he was told. Whereas Avram Avinu was just the opposite. Avram Avinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikoyach Amasuras of Avodah Zarah, and he came to it through his original thinking. And that was something that Malki Tzedek was very, very impressed with, that he really liked, he really thought it was an amazing thing to be Avodah Hashem from original thinking. And he thought that was a greater Avodah than the Avodah of serving Hashem without any Chochmas. So now, the fact that Avram Avinu, that the Maisa, he was an original thinker, that's not the Nekuda here. The Nekuda is that Malki Tzedek thought that the Avodah of working Hashem from original thinking is bigger than the Avodah of serving Hashem, because that's what we were told, v'zeu. So it could be that even though there is a Grace HaMakom for original thinking, however, for Kahuna specifically, in the Makom HaMikdosh, so that's not the place for original thinking. That we find that in the Mikdash, so it says many times that Aaron did Kasher Tziva Hashem, Melamed Shuleshina, that there's a very important thing in the base of Mikdash not to have any original thinking. That's why you find by Nadav Naviu that when they bring an Eish Zara Asher Lo Tziva Hashem, so they're punished with Chiv Misa. There's a time that a person is supposed to serve Hashem because he understands that that's the right thing to do, and there's a time that a person is supposed to serve Hashem just because that's what he was told. In this way, so the sugya is really a hemshich gomer of the sugya that's before this about the bir midas hatmimus. I bless all of us that we should always know how to serve Hashem properly in every situation. Hajim Allah abar nedarim.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.